Well, hey, good morning again. I just wanted to again invite you as we continue to press into Jesus. Let's us as a congregation continue to make our homes a house of worship, a house of praise, a house of prayer, a house of the Word of God. We can't physically meet in a sanctuary right now, but the church is much more than a building. Amen. So as we continue to press into Jesus, let's remember that he is faithful, and he will always be faithful. No matter what our circumstances or our media or whoever may say, it doesn't change the fact that God is still God. So let's get right into the scriptures this morning. I'm just going to take us, I've been reading through in my devotional plan. Right now, my New Testament book is the book of 2 Corinthians. I just finished chapter 4 and 5 the other day. So we're going to go right there to chapter 4. So if you've got your Bibles, I want to encourage you, follow along. Let's read the scriptures together. If you don't have a Bible, you may be thinking, well, I don't own a Bible, but I own an iPad. Guess what? The Bible app works on your iPad, and I love it. I can keep notes along with it, so feel free to follow along. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Father, we pray that you would bless our time in your word this morning. Bless this simple devotion. May it touch our hearts, and may it renew our strength. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm just going to read it, and then we're going to kind of break it down real quick in the next 10 minutes or so. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of the Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shown in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, "I believed, and so I spoke." We also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and bring us into his presence, with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more, people may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And this is the word of God. Let's look back there real quick at verse 1. Paul right here is saying, therefore, having this ministry, what ministry is Paul talking about? Well, the word therefore, and for those who have ever been to Bible college or sat under Chuck Smith's teaching out at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, whenever you see the word therefore, you need to see what the word therefore is there for. So if you were to go back into chapter 3, and we're not going to do that right now, we got a small amount of time. I just want to brief recap what chapter 3 is talking about. We have been liberated. We have been given a ministry not of the old covenant, but of the new covenant, a ministry of righteousness. Why? So that we would be transformed into living witnesses to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. So when Paul is talking here, therefore having this ministry of righteousness, this ministry of the new covenant, this gospel, this good news, we have been entrusted with this good news. If you see in verse 2, he goes on to say, we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways, meaning a life that is changed by the light of the gospel does not mimic the darkness. We're not going to use underhanded ways. We're not going to be deceitful. We're not going to use catchphrases water down the truth of the word of God or the truth of the gospel. We're going to live the gospel as we know the gospel. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is just that, that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And we're not going to water it down, but we're going to boldly declare the truth of God. In verse 3 through 6, we see that there are going to be some that do not respond to the gospel. I want to bring up a very strong point that was made both Saturday and Friday in our 10 a.m. devos, is we are not salesmen for Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are witnesses. It is not our duty to try to sell the Lord to people. It is our privilege to share what we know and what we have witnessed, what we have seen in our lives take place. It is the Lord who is responsible to move in the hearts of men. So take heart in that, that it's the Lord that's doing the work. It's not even our responsibility. All we are is being available to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. You may be thinking, how can I be an ambassador for Jesus Christ when I can't even get out of the house? Parents, your kids are watching. Husbands, your wives are watching. Wives, your husbands are watching. There may be some of us at home who don't have believing spouses. They're watching how we respond to our circumstances right now. And the fact that we do not lose heart is a glorious witness to them. Verse 7, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. These earthen vessels are frail and weak, proving that this power of a changed life, a life of hope, comes from God and not of ourselves. We have nothing to do with this gospel. All we are available vessels to be used to demonstrate his glory. And those vessels are even made by him too, if you really think about it. Our weakness, in the scripture elsewhere, it says his strength is made perfect in our weakness. So therefore, and I'm going to come back to the scripture again, we do not lose heart. Verse 8 through 15 goes on to talk about, well, what is this weakness and how is it demonstrated to give us, to bring hope to people? Look at verse 8. We are afflicted in every way, not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. Our circumstances do not define our testimony. Our circumstances do not define our hope. But our hope is in the middle of our but our hope in the middle of our circumstances declares the goodness of God to a hopeless world. Guys, we have been in some interesting times where our circumstances would try to tell us otherwise. We are perplexed, but we are not driven to despair. We are struck down, we're not destroyed. God is still God, and God is still good, and he has given us hope and a future. Look at verse 16. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look to the things that are seen, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, meaning they're temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Guys, it is real important that we do not lose heart. And you may be saying, well, that's easy for you to say, I don't know how to cope in this situation. I'm struggling here, there, in another way that I may not even know about. I understand that. But our hope was never founded in our circumstances. Our hope was always founded in the hope of Jesus Christ. In the fact that he died and rose again, giving us new life that we may live for him, that we may be transformed into his image for his glory. The things that are unseen, the hope of Jesus Christ, are eternal. They're not temporary. All of these circumstances, these are going to pass. There's going to be a new set of circumstances, who knows how far down the road from now. We can't be dictated by our circumstances. We can only be driven by the hope of Jesus. This is the hope that those we influence daily need to see. Again, parents, your kids need to see the hope that is in our hearts as we continue to worship Christ in these times, in whatever our circumstances may be. I know it's easier said than done, and I want to end with this point here. Why do we not lose heart? Well, if you were to look at the next chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Let's start at verse 6. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. That is the strength right there. We walk by faith and not by sight. Our circumstances we can see. The events in the world we can see. Whatever we're going through are very real and very tangible to us. But the things that are unseen are what's eternal. The kingdom of God. The hope that he has given us. It's those things that are unseen that this world can never reproduce. No matter how clever it may try, it cannot provide the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. So we walk by faith and not by sight. And in this we do not lose heart, because he is good. And he will always be good. He can never be anything but good. That's who he is. That's his very nature. And if we lean on him, if we rest in him, we will find that he is who he says he is. So guys, I want to encourage you, do not lose heart. Be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Even if you're stuck at home, be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. There are people we can still reach. Our immediate family, those that we have influence on, online with our friends and our family members that we reach out to, those in our workplace. If we're still physically meeting in an office, we can be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. If we're still meeting on Zoom, we can be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. So let's be ambassadors who do not lose heart. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the privilege that we have to be living witnesses for how good you are. May our lives be a testimony unto your kindness, a testimony unto your strength, a testimony to your hope in these times. Fill us with your hope, Lord. May we not lose heart. May we keep our eyes on that which is unseen. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.